Good Thursday morning to everybody out there, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Today at Del Mar. And good morning to you. I'm Eddie the Hat, and of course we'll be taking a look at today's Del Mar for Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Just a quick reminder that there are, there is a pick six carryover. And I'm kind of surprised that the jackpot carryover has gotten this high, because I really thought there was a good chance that it was going to be hit last weekend, but it did not get taken down. So now currently going into today, we're looking at $495,729.93. So not a bad way to kick off the festivities for the week. And reminder, post time today is at 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Friday, 4 o'clock Friday, as we call it. Post time will be at 4 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, we go back to the 2 p.m. start time. So adjust your calendars accordingly. And let's bring everybody up to date with the jockey and trainer standings as they are through today, are actually going into today. We have Juan Hernandez with 13 wins from 54 starters at 24%. Umberto Rispoli with 9 wins from 40 starters at 23%. Joe Bravo with 8 wins from 29 starters, 28%. Ramon Vasquez with 5 wins from 48 starters, 10%. And Edwin Maldonado with 5 wins from 37 starters at 14%. Turn the page to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato leading the way with 7 wins from 43 starters, 16%. Bob Baffert, 6 wins from 21 starters, 29%. Doug O'Neill, 5 wins from 30 starters, 17%. George Papa Perdomo coming off of a big weekend, 3 wins from 29 starters at 10%, and Peter Miller rounds out our top 5 with 3 wins from 34 starters, 9%. Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to the card today. And again, good morning. I'm Eddie the Hat, and we are brought to you all of our podcasts each and every day, each and every racing day, and every Wednesday when we go over the trip and trouble notes. We're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. So check us out, get on board with us, and let's cash some tickets. Okay, we're going to hop to the first race today. There are 8 races. Again, first post, 2 p.m. Well, you know that. This is the first race is 5 furlongs on the turf. It's a maiden special weight. And folks, I'll tell you, this is a C-rated race for us. And, we really can't get excited here. Despite the full field, the rails on the turf are up 30 feet. So you know what that means, guys. Those of you who have been listening for a while now know that when the rails are up, it tends to favor speed. It shortens the dimensions of the turf course, thus making it harder for the come-from-behinders to run down the speed. So that's what we're looking at in the first. Really, folks, in all honesty, this is a race probably that is definitely worth passing. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that you can go grab a hot dog and a beer. What you got to do is you still got to get down to the paddock. You still got to take notes. You got to watch the race, the replay. Look for horses maybe that are acting up, had bad trips, bad starts, maybe washing out in the paddock, washing out in the post parade. So you got to still do some due diligence here. But as far as a wagering standpoint goes, don't think so. The second race doesn't get much better. This is a C-minus rating for us. This is 6 furlongs on the main track, claiming for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds, and upward, with a claiming price of $10,000. Not going to give you a pick in this race. This is not our free play race. However, I'm going to give you a horse, just some food for thought. because we like to, you know, throw as much as we can out there for free without irritating our paying clients. But let's take a look at Little Grayson, drawn on the outside here. Now, you have to go back a while for a win here. She is a now 8-year-old mare, and Grayson is the sire. Coming from the Peter Miller barn, leading man Juan Hernandez is on board today. And this is a pretty bad bunch. If Little Grayson doesn't win this race, you got to really use your imagination, I think, to come up with a winner. Now, you've got the second choice in this race, Righteously, at 2-1. But Righteously, even though this filly by Square Eddie has won 2 of 3 races career-wise at Del Mar, she's 0-6 this year. So, can you trust her? Well, good luck here, guys. That's where I'm going to leave you. Little Grayson, 5-2 in the morning line, obviously is going to get hammered. Is she the same horse? Can she still put up an effort here and beat these? Can you trust Righteously at 2-1 with Ryan Curlatolo for the Edwin Freeman barn, who's 0-6? And then you've got several horses coming out of the 1,000-yard races at Los Al. So you get my point. Okay. Might be a good idea to maybe get involved in the third race here, which is our B-minus rated race. This kicks off to pick 6. A mile on the turf, maiden special weight. Again, rails are up 30 feet, and this is for 3-year-old fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And not a bad race here. You have the rail horse here, Velvet, who was a $875,000 auction purchase and is making her 5th career start today from... Yeah, wow, okay. She's had 3 seconds and a third in her career. Coming off of a bit of a freshening since June 17th for Richard Mandela. And she is the co-second choice at 3-1 here under Juan Hernandez. This is a little bit of a better betting opportunity race here. Interestingly enough, we have the filly drawn on the outside, Peligroso, who is returning, competing versus her own sex. She ran on opening weekend Sunday when we saw Straight No Chaser with his ultra-impressive debut win here. That was against the boys, and she didn't run all that badly. She was third, kind of roughed up a little bit at the start. She was hard to load and just kind of seemed to be out of sorts for her first West Coast race. So she obviously has the right to improve, and again, this is a much better race, betting-wise, than the first two have been. The fourth race is another maiden special weight for 3-year-olds and upward, a mile on the dirt. This is a B-minus race for us. Obviously, you've got the heavy favorite in here. Hero Status is the 8-5 morning line favorite, but... you know, I mean, this horse is definitely beatable. The 3-year-old Son of Flatter's got improving numbers. He's stretching out. They're going to have to put their tennis shoes on if they want to beat this guy, but it can be done. And there's a couple of horses in here that we are eyeballing ourselves. You want to get involved in that? Check us out at horseracing-selections.com. The fifth race is a mile on the turf. This is a claiming event. Again, the rails are up 30 feet, $32,000 claimers for 3-year-olds and upward, which have never won 2 races. And you've got a gelding in here, first-time gelding, Barnfield. Also a first-time front wraps horse, Ouija. And you know how we feel about the youngsters wearing wraps. Not something that we're real fond of, but... I will give you some good optimism here. This is where our free play comes in today. This is the fifth race, and we're going with the number 5 horse, Constant Conflict, 6-1 on the morning line. This is a Mark Glatt horse that was troubled last time. seems to fit here back at the claim level last summer when the current connections took this gelded son of Grayson for $32K, and he is stretching out. So it's with Abel Cedillo, he's going to be prominent early on, and looks like he's probably the one to beat here. And that's who we're going to give you. Number five, Constant Conflict, in today's fifth race. Go ahead and single him in, that's right, single in the pick six, and also put a nice win bet on him as well. All right, let's turn to the sixth race. This is a B-minus race for us, six furlongs claimers, fillies, three-year-olds. The claiming price here is $40,000, and this is a B-minus race for us. We have a nice play in here, folks. And again, this is a not a bad opportunity for a little bit of a price play in here. At least that's what we're thinking. And so that's where we're going to go here in the sixth. If you want to get in on this, well, horseracing-selections.com is you can. You can find out who we're releasing and who we're going to make a bet on. The seventh race, five furlongs on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer. This is a B minus race for us. Claiming price, 40 grand. Rail at 30 feet. And again, this is an interesting race. A little bit of an opportunity here to make some money. It's a full field and looks like it's going to be a competitive one, at least on paper. And finally, we're wrapping things up in the eighth. This is a mile. Maiden claimer, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Claiming price is 20K. We rated this race a C. Will we be leaving after the seventh? No, we're going to stay here. And the reason why this race is rated so low is because outside of our horse here that we like in this race is pretty much garbage. And but we do like a horse in here that we're going to be playing. So we hope that you join us and get in on that as well. So that is today's card at Del Mar for Thursday, August 4th. First post, 2 p.m., 495,000 plus in the Pick 6 single ticket jackpot carryover. We hope that you join us at horseracing-selections.com. I'm Eddie the Hat. Thank you for spending your Thursday morning with me. And guess what, guys? We'll be back with you tomorrow with Friday's card, when first post will be 4 p.m. Have a great day at the track. Let's cash those tickets, and we'll be talking to you again soon.